Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Los Matachines honor the vow. It had been a long trek south, and so the hermit decided to pause for a while in the village of Bernalillo. He looked toward his left only to see the brilliant shadows of the Sandia Mountains outlined in the reddish hues that were so typical of this time of the year. The Sandia Mountains were definitely watermelon red in color, but he knew in his heart that Sandia referred more to the San, Dia, or Holy, Day, when the mountains were wont to array themselves in all of their splendor. He approached the village of Bernalillo, so named for the family of an earlier settler. It seems that Pascuala Bernal had come into the territory of Nuevo Mexico with her husband Juan Griego in the Oñate expedition of 1598. The name of the town appeared almost 100 years later in the 1696 records as Real de Bernalillo, and the narrows just north of that settlement were known as La Angostura de Bernalillo. But the matter that attracted the hermit's attention the most was La Promesa, or the vow, taken by the entire village. The Spanish settlers had been driven out of the New Mexico territory by the Pueblo Rebellion of 1680. The revolt had happened on August the 10th, that is, the Feast of St. Lawrence. The Spanish people fled south in the company of some natives from Isleta Pueblo. They were to stay away for many years. When they re-entered in 1693, they made a vow to San Lorenzo that if he would safeguard them, they would dance in his honor every year. The vow had remained unbroken in Bernalillo for centuries. The dance that they would execute always began with solemn mass in honor of the saint. The dancers, clad in full matachin regalia, would stand at attention as the priest officiated at the altar. After the service, the statue of San Lorenzo would be paraded down the dusty streets, with the ancestral festival ogres called abuelos keeping watch. The statue of San Lorenzo would be preceded down the street by three little girls dressed in white. They were personifications of purity, and they were named Malinchis, after the Indian maiden who had acted as interpreter for the conqueror Hernán Cortés. Sometimes, though, as they are wont to do in the village of Tortugas, the Malinches wore varying colors. As symbols of the new dawn, they were dressed in shades of pale pink. In the stark light of noon, they were white, and in the waning light of the evening, they were arrayed in pale blue. Some, among the ancient inhabitants of the village, could also tie the ritual of the Malinches to the cycles of the moon. Right behind the statue of San Lorenzo came the sundry matachin dancers donning their high headdresses called cupiles. The fleco, that is, the fringe at the bottom of their headdresses, masked the upper portion of their face, and its lower part was hidden by various scarves. They would carry a rattle in their right hands and a three-pronged wand called a palma on their left. The loins of the dancers were masked by decorative cloths called taparrabos, and from the knees down, the dancers wore uniform leggings. Only their leader, called Bonarca, wore all white from his cape to his shoes in order to distinguish him from the other dancers. Completing the tally of participants in the ritual was a bull figure called El Toro while he danced, and El Capello when he was symbolically castrated during the dance. On occasion, if the dancers were feeling particularly festive, they might also include a female ancestral ogre. This figure was called La Pirojundia, for she represented the dual nature of both man and woman. The hermit smiled to think that back in his native Italy, variations of these same figures were called mataquinos. Sometimes the word matachin had denoted a bully when talked about in reference to someone other than the ritual dancers. And Giovanni gave his blessing in secret to the midwinter dancers and continued going south. Since it was getting very close to Christmas now, he wanted to be in the village of Belén in order to celebrate it. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.